Welcome once again to our weekly Lenten blog series. My name is Pastor Matt, and we will be going through these next 40 days through the book of Job. And I want to talk to you something about today that is very difficult. It's about acceptance. One of the hardest things that a person can do is accept something. Think about when you accept a gift from someone. There might be a great joy. There might be you take it immediately from them. But sometimes there's a sheepishness to it, especially if there's a big crowd of people. Sometimes when they make this big deal about getting you a gift and you take it and you feel obligated, kind of awkward just to take it. You didn't really maybe wanted the gift, but you accept it. And it's easy. It's a gift. It might be something nice. So accepting a good thing is often very easy. Still, maybe it can be difficult, but you can do it. But what about accepting something that's not easy? What if you needed to accept adversity and strife? Can you easily accept those things? Well, I can't, and I wager that many of you listening can't. When something terrible happens to us, we are left in moments of shock. There are many examples of this. Tests come back positive for cancer. You find out suddenly your unborn child has a severe heart condition. You receive a call and find out that you have been let go of your job of 20 plus years. In those very first moments that those words enter into our ears, we are shocked. We can't think. We can't comprehend the nature of what has happened. We go through this state for a brief time, this shock, and the cold, harsh reality sets in. We rage, we cry, we ask why, and we deny. We deny because it's the only thing that we can think of doing. This can't be happening to me. I've been good, taking care of everything, taking care of myself. This can't be happening. Why is this happening? Job was surely in the midst of that exact shock. See, messengers came to him, his servants. The oxen were plowing and the donkeys feeding beside them. And the Sabians fell upon them and took them and struck down the servants with the edge of the sword. And only I alone have escaped to tell you. Job begins his day thinking it's going to be any other day, normal, bright, sunny, and suddenly a group of marauding people come and take away much of his wealth. But it gets worse. The fires of God fell from heaven and burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I alone have escaped to tell you. Now weather and natural disasters have come and destroyed even more of Job's wealth, but it does not end. The Chaldeans formed three groups and made a raid on the camels and took them and struck down the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you. And now all of Job's wealth is gone. That which he saved, cultivated, gone in an instant. And then it gets worse. Your sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house. And behold, a great wind came across the wilderness and struck the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young people, and they are dead. And I alone have escaped to tell you. When it rains, it pours. All of Job's wealth, gone. His family, his children, gone. Just a moment. Standing there in shock, we don't maybe know what was on his mind, but we know that shock. Hardly anyone can blame him. If he would have raged, cried, yelled, screamed to the very heavens, to God himself, blaming him for all his misfortune. Instead, Job does something remarkable and strange and even weird by our standards today. He tears his cloak, shaves his head, and sits down and worships and says, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." How can Job do this? How can he manage? Well, it is simply because he accepts that the Lord is there with him. He accepts that the Lord has a hand in something. He doesn't know what, but he knows that the Lord works things for his good, and he accepts that promise. He doesn't know why or how, but he accepts that the Lord is at hand, and he will continue to bless the Lord. I ask you to join us this Wednesday to listen how we can accept this admittedly hard teaching as we explore the book of Job this Lenten season. God be with you all. Amen.